Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
It's a great day to have a great day. I'm feeling festive AF, I'm not going to lie, when I was driving over here.
Really?
Listening to Christmas music.
Oh, Chelsea. I was going to say the opposite.
I knew. I actually was thinking, I'm like, I feel like JC's not going to like that I'm listening to Christmas music.
No, I don't care if you listen to Christmas music, but here I had this, like, not epiphany, but this thought that you just reminded me of. I actually completely forgot about it until this moment.
You hate Christmas?
No. I was thinking how literally, it's like a joke to people, or like people... the second Halloween's over, it's like, it's Christmas, like Christmas lights up and decorations. And I, you know what? I stood for it last week and I was like, yeah, like I'm here for it, you know, being festive, whatever. And I already changed my mind because to me, this is, it's almost like the concept of like always having to look forward to something else and something that's next and not just enjoying like the present moment, which is literally, especially where we live, fall to me, completely fall.
Yeah.
Not okay. Winter, not Christmas. I still, like, I just barely got into the mindset of like, okay, pumpkin stuff, like just barely.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just my problem. But like literally as
I threw my pumpkins away today.
Really?
Well, they were actually getting rotten because they were real pumpkins.
Mm. Yeah. I bought pumpkins like 4 days ago. I started, like, I did a pumpkin chai. And I'm just like in my fall era. And then everyone's like, Christmas, Christmas. And I'm like, it's not even mid-November. Like,
yeah, no.
I mean, can't we just live in the present moment? But also, I get it, because if you wait till, you know, you want to enjoy Christmas or the holidays for as long as you can. I also understand that. So
that's how I feel. I just want to, I think especially because Case's birthday is Christmas, I feel like I have to have them separate. So I feel like I'm trying to get on the Christmas train as soon as possible, and then really just have as much Christmas time as I possibly can. And then when it gets closer to Christmas, I can be like, okay, I kind of feel like I've done my Christmas stuff, so I can fully dedicate myself to his birthday.
Yeah, no, I get that. And also, I think that some people just love Christmas so much.
Yeah.
I do too, but I think I've said this last year too. Like, to me, Christmas is in December. Like, that's just the way my brain, it's like, oh, December 1st. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go get a Christmas tree. Like,
yeah.
And then we can enjoy it for the entire month of December. And November, like, we're leaving to Nashville tomorrow. And like, the fall leaves are just now going to hit their peak,
yeah,
like when we're there. So I'm like, to me, that's literally fall, is when the fall leaves,
yeah,
are like, you know what I mean?
True.
I think of Christmas as winter.
Yeah.
And like Thanksgiving and stuff, and fall is separate.
Okay.
But by all means, if that is what brings you joy in this life, hey, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about anyone. If you love Christmas and you want to listen to Christmas music, I mean, by all means.
Yeah, don't yuck our yums.
I'm not. Do whatever you want.
We're still being present. We're just being present with a Santa hat on and listening to Christmas music.
Yeah.
I think also you love Thanksgiving so much too, because your family is like big for Thanksgiving. I don't feel like Thanksgiving is like that big of a deal to me. So I'm always just like, oh, it's like the holiday where you see your family before Christmas.
Yeah. No, I love Thanksgiving. It's going to be a good one this year. I'm excited.
You can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been training Nick to get ready for his, what's it called? Turkey bowl. I've been telling him to get to the gym. I've been setting him up with a personal football trainer.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm like, wow.
I'm kidding. No, I don't care at all.
As a private, like, an NFL.
I'm like on the sidelines at the turkey bowl. I'm like, you're an embarrassment.
She is in her football era.
No.
In her fantasy football era too.
Yeah, my thing's going off like left and right. My family always is like, Chelsea, I don't feel right not telling you. You have to switch your lineup because all of your guys are out.
Awesome. Well,
do you know how that works? Like the fantasy football stuff at all?
You're explaining it on a past episode a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you like make your lineup each week. And so if your guy has like a bye, I don't even know what that means, but they're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have them in, like in the team or whatever, then you get no points for them. So awesome. You're more likely to lose. And so I'll like not look at my lineup. And my mom texts me. She's like, I just have to tell you because me and her are actually winning the league right now. Don't ask me how. I'm literally winning. But she was like, I don't feel right if you lose because of this. I want to beat you, you know, at your
fair
best.
Fair and square.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, I have a question for you, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to talk about this on the podcast.
What?
Okay. The other night, we were at the mall at the same time.
Yeah.
Which we didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was on Find My Friends. And it just says, Chelsea, 0.2 or like 0.3 miles from you. And I'm like, what?
What the heck?
Because Leif and I were at the mall.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? And we were like leaving the mall. So anyway, I saw that you were at the same mall.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? So I texted you. The next day, I saw on Be Real that you're wearing this like sleeveless sweater thing from Zara.
Yeah. Did you buy that?
Did you buy that day that you were there?
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
Why?
Was it close to the register or was it with all the rest of them?
I think it was with all the rest of them.
Okay. Well, I had that in my, like, I literally got up to the register and was like,
you're kidding.
And I'm not kidding. This is why this is the funniest
heck?
Thing to me.
Also, can we talk about the registers after this story?
Yes. It's the craziest technology.
I was spooked out of my mind.
I'm up at the register about to check out and I have like three or four things. And one of them is that sweater.
You're kidding.
And I'm like,
what are the odds? There's a million things in Zara.
I know.
And I bought one thing.
And it was that?
Yes.
No. And listen to this. This is how I know we're best friends. Because
what the heck?
I had it in my, I had three things and it was one of them. And, or four things, whatever. And I go in my head, I'm like, this just like isn't my style. I'm like, honestly, it's more Chelsea's. Like, I feel like this is Chelsea's vibe.
I'm screaming.
I hung it up like just
not
kind
leaving
of
it for me.
So literally. And then I saw you post it. I'm like, I will be asking her.
No, that's crazy.
Because I'm like, you might have gotten the one that literally I put down because we were
maybe
at the mall at the same exact time. I left it in a random location, which I never do, but I was like in a hurry and so I just put it on a, you know, it wasn't exactly where
Zara
it was supposed
is
to be.
Crazy.
Like they'll get it where it's supposed to go. Or
yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. And there's just things everywhere. It's like, it's a madhouse.
Yeah. So anyway, you wearing that and I was like, my mouth dropped. Also because I was going to style at the exact, I was like, oh, I'll wear like a white long sleeve. And I'm like, these colors just aren't really me. I literally thought, I'm like, they're more Chelsea's vibe.
I'm screaming. It was literally like a full body yes for me. Like I was not going to buy stuff for myself because I went to go get stuff for Case. And I saw it, like, I think it was with the other stuff because I was actually looking for this specific pair of pants and I don't even want to say what pants it is because I don't want it to get sold out if it goes back online. But I saw some girl post about it on TikTok. So I went to go look for them and then I found that sweater and I was like, this sweater's just so cute. Like I have like things like this pinned on my like Pinterest board. Like I just have to buy it and it wasn't like that expensive. And that was the only thing I bought.
I'm
like so creeped out actually.
I was shocked when I saw your B-Rail and I almost commented and I was like, I'm going to save this for the podcast.
That is
I
so
know.
Wild because there are so many things at Zara.
Literally
like what
thousands.
Are the odds? And that Zara's huge.
It's huge.
Okay. If you haven't been to Zara in a while, you literally put your, I don't know if this is how they all are or the specific location. She was like, there's like self-checkout, right? And the girl who's helping us was like, oh, just throw the clothes in this basket thing. And I was like, okay, I throw them in. Instantly, like, checks them out without beeping anything. Like, it puts them on the computer. Did you do self-checkout?
Yeah. No, I don't understand it. Me and Leif were just talking about that. Like, we were saying, we're like, how does it do this? It literally pops up within immediately. 0.1 second.
No, and
it
knows all of my items. I was like, wait.
I thought you only bought one thing.
That's excuse me? For myself. I bought stuff for Case. Okay. Yeah. No, I bought a little too many things for Case.
I was trying to catch you red-handed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's so funny.
That is insane.
Well, wow. Love the sweater for you. It really Thank does. You. It is your vibe.
Thank 100%. You. I do love it. It is a little bit hard to style because it's like sheer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wearing like a nude bra under. I'm like, this looks like I'm going absolutely bananas.
It kind of needs like a shirt under it.
Yeah.
So I watched the Selena Gomez documentary, which was really good and very eye-opening. And I thought that it matched so well with today's theme of our episode. We wanted to kind of talk about the concept of, we're titling it, Are You Toxic or Am I? Because I feel like, I mean, there's so many little areas we can go
avenues.
Into. Yes, avenues, if you will, with this topic. But the point being, I think that the word toxic is thrown around way too much these days.
Mm-hmm.
And a perfect example of this is that a huge takeaway, all over my TikTok at least, from the Selena Gomez documentary, it's called My Mind and Me, by the way, it's on Apple TV, is that everyone thinks her friend is like super toxic. Like, all the TikToks that I've seen about the documentary are literally all about her friend.
Yeah.
Her best friend. And they're saying, oh, she doesn't deserve, you know, to be friends with Selena and whatever. Now, I don't know if Selena's fans are just next level, because I was thinking, I'm like, okay, so basically any girl in her life, they're like, they're not good enough for you. Like,
yeah.
You know, with Hailey Bieber. I mean, not that she's in
Wait,
their
when
life,
you
but.
Watch, I didn't watch it, but when you watched it, did you get that vibe?
No.
Really?
And that's why, well, okay. I think maybe because I had preconceived notions.
Oh, like you'd already seen TikToks
I'd
about
already
it?
Seen so many TikToks about how she needs to drop her out of her life. This girl's toxic. She's such a bad friend. So I go into the documentary thinking all those things. And then I'm watching it and I'm like, what are
like
people
not that bad?
That was your main takeaway from the video. And then I saw Girl Boss.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Lost Town, actually.
Yeah,
she
I
made
saw
a video.
That.
And she's like, that. And she said the same thing. That is your main takeaway. There were so many things to focus on in that video or in that documentary. And that's what you got from it. Like, it really shocked me. And it really makes me never want to trust the general consensus on TikTok literally ever again. Because we know the Don't Worry Darling. I did not agree with what anyone said with that. This, I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And it kind of got me thinking just about that concept of, like, again, labeling people as toxic when they're literally just a person.
Yeah. What were they saying that she did that was so toxic? Because I only saw a couple TikToks.
So,
like, why were they saying she was so toxic?
The one part that I was seeing, like, getting thrown around was, or sorry, getting posted a lot, that they were using as, like, evidence of her being toxic was her and Selena and someone else, they were like in this room, and Raquel, that's the best friend, she's like, Marissa's birthday party, it's like one of their other friends, I'm assuming, she's like, Marissa's birthday dinner is the day we get home. And they're like on a trip in London.
Mm-hmm.
And Selena's like, I can't, like, I'm not going to that. And she's like, why? And Selena's like, I'm just so tired. Like, we were here for whatever. And like, I have to shoot a music video the very next day. Like, I need more time to like rest or decompress. And the friend was kind of just like, oh, like, okay. Like, kind of, you could tell she was like not happy with that response.
Yeah.
And Selena's like, do you think I'm like complaining about my job? And she's like, kind of. Like, it seems like you're, there was more to it. Mm-hmm. But basically, that was it. Like, they just had gotten to this like little disagreement where she was like, they go, it's just the way you said it. Like, I thought you would want to come to the birthday party. The way you just immediately was like, no. Like, she's like, it just, I thought that you'd want to. And she's like, well, of course I'd want to. It's just that I'm tired.
Yeah.
It was just such like a normal friend, like friendship argument. I don't know. Yeah. It just wasn't.
Interesting.
And she was just like, okay. And like got on her phone. The friend like got on her phone. And then Selena kind of walked off. She's like, that's frustrating. And like walked off. That's literally what everyone's like, cut her out of your life. I'm like, are you guys okay? No.
And here's the thing is that like we're all toxic. And to think that somebody else is not toxic, like in and of themselves, like for example, Selena, to think that Selena has never done something quote unquote like toxic to her friend ever is honestly like a disservice. Is that the right word? Disservice to Selena, because it's like you're putting her on this pedestal, which is probably what her documentary is about. I didn't even watch it, of like perfection and this like expectation that you have of her that doesn't exist, that no human will ever, ever achieve. And so to like be like, no one deserves her, like she's just this perfect person, is like,
that's probably
so stressful. Yeah,
escalating all of her mental health, like, you know, her being like, oh wow, I really do have to live up to this.
Yeah.
And I admit I did fall asleep for like 10 minutes of the documentary. It was like middle beginning, so maybe I missed her being in that 10 minutes she was super toxic and I didn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the friend. But based off of what I saw, I was literally so like, what is everyone talking about? And there was one other thing where
someone said she was like the executive producer on the show too. They're like, why would she let that be in if she was like, oh my gosh, they're gonna find out I'm toxic? Like,
no, exactly. And in a lot of the other clips too, like there's one where Selena's laying on her lap, like on the friend's lap, and the friend's like, I know you don't want to take your medication, but like, let's just take it. Like,
yeah,
like helping her, being like,
yeah,
I know the answer, like I know you don't want to, but like, come on, like let's take your medication. I'm like, she is like a good friend who is trying to support her like A-list celebrity friend, trying to help her or whatever. I don't know. I just was like, that would be so annoying to be the friend and be like, cool, I've actually, like they caught this one little dispute we had and now I'm not kidding.
I'm the villain of the story. I'm the villain.
And people literally made all these TikToks like that. They're like, we thought the villain was da-da-da. It was Raquel. And it had like hundreds of thousands of likes.
Oh, and also that probably hurts Selena.
Exactly. Selena's probably like, cool. And
like no one in my life, so I will never show you guys anyone in my life ever again.
Exactly, because she was having like a watch party with her friends, and it was Raquel. Like it was her, Raquel, her parents. Like it was her close friends, and they were like cheersing with these drinks. And then all the comments are like, "Not Raquel! Like she's still in your life." I'm like, you guys,
oh my god,
what did she do?
Okay, I have to read this like quote because me and JC have been talking about this a lot lately, and so obviously my phone was listening, and it's been sending me TikToks that like are the same, you know, quotes about it or something, which always freaks me out, by the way. Like, we'll talk about something random. I've never searched. I've never done anything on my phone to, like, suggest that I've been thinking about a certain topic. And randomly on my free page, we'll have a discussion in the car, me and you, and then I get home that night and it's, like, pops up a TikTok about literally something we've been talking about. I'm like, stop. I'm scared.
Anyways.
Okay, this TikTok is Flynn.Skidmore. So this is his TikTok. But he says, your need to see yourself as a good person keeps you from seeing, accepting, and loving the dark parts of you, which makes you less able to accept and love the darker parts of others. A need to be a good person makes you less of a good person. And I think that kind of goes into what you were just saying about people being like, cut this girl out, like cutting people out because they're quote unquote toxic for things that every human has done. It's like, it's a reflection of how they feel about themselves. It's like, so then if you are like saying that Raquel's toxic for being grumpy one day to her friend. Then when you have a day where you're grumpy to your friend, you're going to look down on yourself so much and not accept yourself or like deny that you ever did it and think you're always in the right, which is neither of that is ever going to serve you and make you like become an actual better person and grow and learn. And I don't know, just like.
Well, then also if your friend is grumpy to you, you're going to be like, I need to cut her out.
Yeah.
Sheesh. What? How extreme. And the whole point, like I was looking up the literal definition of toxic for this episode and the definition is basically poisonous or very harmful or unpleasant in a pervasive or insidious way. That is a big difference.
Yeah.
Between also, that's a big difference between like just not getting along with someone or being like, I don't like to be around them. That is, they're not an insidious poison in your life that's trying to harm you. Sometimes that is possible. And that's like also what I wanted to touch on is that toxic relationships do exist. And I can even speak to being in a relationship where I was extremely manipulated, like emotionally in every capacity.
Yeah.
And I would have categorized that as toxic at that point in my life, 100%, and still to this day. Like, I do not think that was a good situation for me to be in. And I still would not ever like stand for that now. So do I think that it's such thing? There is such thing as toxicity, of course. But there's also a difference between like toxic relationships, and if you even want to go further, and abusive relationships. Like, abuse is very real also. But abuse is a very extreme form of toxicity. So, you know, there's like kind of a
spectrum
of this all too. And those are people who are like scary and dangerous for your life.
Yeah.
Like, and that is not to be tolerated at all.
Yeah.
Like, we want to make that very clear. But I think it's like you said, someone being grumpy or someone having a reaction that you don't like, that's not toxic.
No.
That's human.
And even hurting your feelings. Like, it, again, harmful and abusive, like, is not always hurting your feelings. Like, if your feelings are getting hurt because your friend said something rude to you or something like that. Like, you guys were in a fight and she said something that was, like, a low blow or something. If your feelings are hurt by somebody else, like, that, not saying that you should just, like, always accept that your feelings are hurt, but also, it's a time to self-reflect and think about like, okay, first of all, could that be true? Maybe she said that you are, what's something mean you would say to your friend? Like you, like after like something in high school that you say to your friend that's hurtful. Like you are super rude sometimes. Like you're a brat. Maybe you are a brat sometimes. Like, and it hurts your feelings because you know that you are a brat and it's okay that you're a brat sometimes. Like if you just are, you know, in denial and thinking I'm not a brat. No, I'm not. Like, how could she say that about me? She's a brat. It's like, goes back to that quote. It's like by not accepting that part of you and just trying to push it away and resist it, you're not leaning into it and like changing and actually growing as a person and accepting that. I'm not saying every time someone says an insult, it's the truth. But also, have you ever said something mean to somebody? Like, have you ever been in an emotional state of being and you've said something that hurt somebody else's feelings? So therefore, you're toxic and you should never have friends or you should never be in anybody's life? No, that's not like we're not. I posted this thing on my Instagram story a while ago because, again, we've been talking about this. Me and my sister have been, gosh, I did it again. Officer, take me away.
Lock her up.
I've been talking about this too. Like, I don't feel like life was meant to be lived with the most perfect, easy people around you that can just serve you the best. Because if that's the goal, you're just going to be alone and isolated because you're never going to find perfect people who never say anything that, you know, rubs you the wrong way, who ever has bad vibes. Like, you're going to find people, everybody in your life is going to be like that. And if you hold those standards for other people, I can only imagine the standards you're holding for yourself, which is making you hate yourself.
Yeah. And I think there are also, number one, like I was reading this thing about how toxicity or like if you are in a somewhat toxic relationship with someone, it can go in, that can be like a season also. Like mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to mean forever. Like, so, and I'm not saying it, please, by no means am I saying like, just accept people who are toxic mm-hmm. to you. But sometimes like two people can like butt heads or have these like toxic behaviors and then work on them and actually become like a well-oiled machine. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm mostly I guess it could be friendship or relationships. Like, I've heard of people saying that. Like, when we first got married, we were actually, like, had these toxic tendencies. But we've worked a lot on them. And, like, we have a great relationship. So, anyway. I think that there is, like, also a difference between... I feel like I'm very protective of my energy more recently. Like, in the past year or two. And there are certain people where I'm, like... I can't be in a certain headspace or I guess I don't prefer to be in a certain emotional state or headspace when I'm around certain people. And because I know that, I strategically plan like when I'm going to be around that person. If I'm feeling stressed out and I'm not feeling well, there are certain people who I'm like, I'd rather not hang out with them. And that's just because for whatever the case is, like their energy kind of stresses me out when I'm in that like emotional state. But am I going to cut them out of my life and say that they're toxic? No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, like, there's a difference between protecting your energy and, like, you know, giving people... You don't have to just give yourself to everyone 24/7. You should still have boundaries with yourself and with certain people. But I'm just saying it's not always worth literally cutting someone out of your life and labeling them as toxic.
No, definitely not. It's, like, so permanent. And I think that it's true, like... seasons and like giving space when you need to as well. It's like you don't even have to be friends with this person still. If you're like, okay, we're just so toxic, we need to take a break from each other. Like, we're just fighting. We're not like the place in our lives that we're at. Again, friendship, relationship, family member, whatever. You can take a break. You can have physical distance. That's not the same as like, or physical and just whatever distance. You don't have to text them. That's not the same as like cutting people out. And I think, again, you can. You guys, obviously, this is like, it's obvious, I don't even need to say it, but like, you can do whatever you want. If you don't want to be around anybody who even bats an eye weird at you, like, you don't have to be. But just for, I think, personal development, as you get older, you just kind of realize, like, everybody's messed up. Everybody has issues. You're always going to have unsolvable issues with everyone in your life where it's like, me and Nick, for example, he hates scary movies. I like scary movies. He will never, ever, ever watch a scary movie with me. Is he so toxic for that? Because he's not doing what I want. Like, I'm going to cut him out. Obviously not. That's like a very silly example. But you know what I mean? Where it's like, that's just not solvable. We can't change each other. Like, I can't make him change. I can't, you know, do anything about that. But you just choose what's, you know, unsolvable issues you're going to tolerate in a relationship.
Yes.
And that, you know, unsolvable issue, if it's so big. Yeah. Especially if it's a romantic relationship, you should be a little bit more picky.
Definitely.
I'm talking like friends and stuff and especially family members where it's like, okay, I have toxic family. Like, what does that mean? If again, if they're abusing you or harming you, like go away from them, like separate yourself from them, you know, don't give them the time of day. But if it's like they, you know, said something again that hurt my feelings or I don't agree with them, it's just, I think it just does more harm to have problems with people in your life and like cut them out, then it like it does more harm to you as a person than actually, you know, even for their sake. I'm not even saying this like because you should be nice to everyone. It's like for your own sake. I don't think it's like good for you.
For your own peace of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also kind of what you're saying, like acceptance does not mean complacency either. Like you don't have to accept, like if you have acceptance for somebody in your life, that doesn't always mean like, well, we're not going anywhere from here. This is just how it is. Acceptance is just like, I saw this quote. Hold on. I think, okay, I can't find it, but I did find this quote about acceptance. This is from an article, who knows where. I only screenshotted the quote. I'm so sorry, but Ford is their last name. So sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Ford. She was saying like, in the West, especially, like happiness and positivity are seen as virtues. So like, you know, companies, they want their customers and employees to be happy all the time. Like, but that's unreasonable. And I think that's kind of what we see, like what we're talking about with Raquel and Selena. It's like, it's a virtue to be happy and positive and always saying the perfect things to people and being human and having these like sad moments or not knowing how to like, again, when your friend or someone you love is going through like mental illness, are you going to be perfect at comforting them, like saying the right things? Like you also have your own emotions. So like, how are you going to, you know, if someone's filming you trying to comfort your friend who's going through something you don't understand, I'm sure they would call you toxic as well. It's like, that's
another part of it that I just remembered is she was saying like, Selena was saying, are you thinking I'm complaining? And she's like, well, just a little bit. Like, Selena's like, I'm having fun, like, on this trip in London. And Raquel's like, okay. She's like, it just doesn't seem like it. Like, she's like, from what I'm seeing, it doesn't seem like you're happy and having fun here. So that was, like, another part of it. And again, I'm like, how is that toxic? It's literally an observation. She and if anything, it's almost like honesty.
Yeah.
Have a friend to be like, oh, you don't seem happy. I'm trying to understand why.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, yes, you are happy. Mm-hmm. You're awesome. Okay, perfect. You know,
100%.
That was an interesting facet of it to me, too, where I'm like, seems like she's being honest. And again, maybe it's not perfect, but it definitely doesn't seem toxic.
So, yeah. Anyway. It's like any negative emotion or feeling is toxic when that's not the truth. That's just like a human thing. And I think you're right. It's like honesty in a friendship. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, actually, because I feel like sometimes I can even have the tendency to like be like a yes man, like, because that's how I feel like I'm going to make people feel better. Like if they're like, oh, I just feel like this. I'm like, no, 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 you're fine. You're doing it. Like, you're great. Nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even sometimes I've noticed when I open up about something and like people do the same thing to me, like I'm saying something like, you know, I just feel like this. And they're like, no, you're not like that. You know, it's fine. I almost feel crazy. I almost feel like invalidated because I'm like, they're trying to comfort me. Again, that's fine that they say that. But I've been trying to be just like more honest. Like, again, if your friend's like, oh, I just feel like I've been like annoying and just like isolated lately, instead of like, no, 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 you're fine. It's like, well, I mean, I have felt kind of annoyed with it, or like, yeah, you have been isolated lately. And I've like, you know, we've noticed that, but that's like, you're our friend. We love you. We just want like everything to be fine. That is way more comforting, I feel like, to me than people. No, no, no. We haven't noticed a thing. It's like, oh, no one actually is noticing me. No one's seeing
right.
me. You know?
That's interesting. Yeah.
And again, that's probably just a me problem because I feel like I'm always like, again, it kind of goes back to like, we think positivity and like happiness is such a virtue to have. So we just want to like shove it and like always have smiles on our faces. Like, no, no, everything's fine. Like, you almost don't want other people to be sad. It's like, no, no, no. Like, you're not, you're perfect. Like, everything's fine. But even just, I don't know, being more honest with other people, even if it's like, there have been a couple interactions where I've had to like do that where I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is. It has been kind of like this. Like, I'm not going to lie, but, you know, so-and-so. And, like, just say the truth. Like, I think I love you regardless. Like, I don't care, you know, this and this. It feels like the interaction is so much more real and just, like, honest and raw.
Yeah, a little more deep.
Yeah. Instead of just, like, trying to be surface level. Okay, I just wanted to read this little thing that I put on my Instagram story to kind of, like, sum that little thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this kind of sparked, the reason I even posted about this on my Instagram story, and I feel like, I just feel like people have been talking about it a lot. Obviously, I said for the millionth time we've been talking about this, but I just think it's been like a common occurrence in conversations I've had. But there was this Instagram graphic going around that basically was saying like, I miss the days of like community, like where I would, you know, be at the grocery store and I know that my neighbor likes tomatoes. And so I'd grab them a couple tomatoes or something and bring it to their house, or like just show up at their door and we can have dinner together. But like now everything seems like an inconvenience and like boundaries are maybe too tight where it's like, oh, I don't want to bother anybody. And we're all kind of just like isolating. Like, I miss community, basically, is what it was saying. And Amber Filler Up was posting about it as well, just kind of talking like, I'm fearing that we've taken boundaries too far, because she's like, I was thinking about it. Like, if I wanted to bring dinner to my friend, I almost think like, I'll just drop it off their door. I don't want to like annoy them and talk to them. Like, I don't want them to think I'm annoying and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, well, that's just kind of sad. Like, I don't know. And it kind of got me thinking about this, where it's like, again, we want our lives to be so convenient that sometimes it's like, that's not, I don't know, at least personally, I'm like, I don't think that's what life was, how life was meant to be lived, just like perfectly convenient and as fast and easy as possible. It's like, some of the best interactions can come from things that are inconvenient, where it's like, yeah, it is kind of annoying when your neighbors come over and are like, can I talk to, let's stop by and like, can I come in? It's like, at first you're like, oh, but then you talk to them, it's like a genuine relationship and it's like, okay, wow, that was nice. And so anyways, I wrote this, this is what I wrote on my Instagram story. So I'm just going to read it, because if I try and recap it, it'll be a disaster. So I said, serving other people is much more fulfilling than being served, in my opinion. And people making human mistakes, being sad, struggling with something that doesn't always, oh wait, sorry. Struggling with something doesn't always mean they are toxic. If that's the case, then we're all toxic and should just avoid everyone at all costs. I just don't think it's good for us to abandon others, usually when they need us the most. It seems like that prevents us from establishing rich, meaningful, deep relationships. I feel like that's part of the human experience, to be with each other through it all. And anyways, I just think if we like judge each other so harshly, if we keep judging people so harshly and have these like impossible standards for other people and how they act, and like call them unworthy of our love and time, then we're just going to continue to judge ourselves so harshly and like be so like hard on ourselves and be so mean to ourselves and judge ourselves because that's just like the standards we've set. And I just think like this is maybe why so many people feel so undeserving of love and like so unworthy of love, because
their standards are so incredibly high, yeah, and like for themselves and everyone else.
Yeah, they don't think other people are worthy of their time either. But
what was the response on that when you posted that? Did people
like, I got canceled.
Awesome.
No, everyone was very like
receptive.
Yeah, a lot of people actually, I was a little bit scared to be quite honest, but a lot of people were agreeing with me. Like, yeah, I just feel like, again, toxic. You're now taking away the meaning of actually toxic, like you're saying the actual definition. So when someone's like, oh, they're toxic, it's like, okay, are they actually toxic or are they just like not your vibe? You know?
Exactly.
It waters it down. Someone replied and was like, it also, you just don't end up challenging yourself if you never like have to do anything hard. You're just like, I want easy people to be around. I want like life to be easy and fun. And again, you should definitely be selective of who you spend time around. I'm not saying that by any means, but anyways.
It's just not always going to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no matter how much we try to prepare for the holiday season, sometimes it just seems like the chaos always comes. And right now, that seasonal excitement or potential dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. Are you slaying through traffic to the post office? Is your inbox more like a blizzard than a winter wonderland?
You know, nice one.
Thank you. You can get it all under control with Stamps.com. So Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all of your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates, up to 86% off. This is kind of a no-brainer if you have a small business, if you sell little items on Etsy or whatever it is, because this is going to be much more time efficient and save you money, like I mentioned, than having to go to the post office a lot. It's really not the vibe.
All you need is a computer and printer, and if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. Rates are constantly changing, and with Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates, so you know you're getting the best deal every time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces, which is really nice. So this holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code WHATWESAID for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code WHATWESAID. Go check it out.
If you are spending time with loved ones for the holidays, chances are you're going to hear a lot of stories. The ones you love to hear, the ones you've heard too many times. We all know the ones. But have you ever wanted to help your loved ones document those timeless stories? It can be challenging to write an entire book of life memories, but Storyworth makes it fun and easy. And this is how anyone can write a book about their life. I think Storyworth is such a genius idea. Basically, every week, Storyworth will email your loved one a single life-related question that you pick from their collection, like, what is the bravest thing you've ever done? Or, what's the farthest you've ever traveled? They have tons of really unique questions. And I feel like this is just such an amazing way to get to know and have like a keepsake of one of your relatives, whether it's a grandparent, whether it's a parent, for, you know, to kind of keep and live on for generations.
So they just reply to that question with a story. And then after a year, Storyworth will compile your loved one's stories, memories, and even any photos that they had into an exquisite hardcover book, creating a valued keepsake. I'm very excited because we gifted my mom Storyworth last year for Christmas. So we're coming up on that 1 year, and I'm very, very excited to see the book. And I just feel like it's going to be so fun to show Case when he grows up and all of her grandkids. you know, tell all about her fun stories and things that she's learned over her lifetime, and just such a warm, happy gift. Millions of stories have already been told with Storyworth because they make the process so simple. Get started with your loved one for the holidays, and before you know it, you'll be cherishing those timeless stories for generations to come. Help your family share their story this holiday season with Storyworth. Go to storyworth.com/whatwesaidtoday and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/whatwesaid to save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/whatwesaid.
I saw this TikTok is kind of related, but this is a scroll. Actually, I'm going to do it too. I don't think I posted it. I was just reacting to it, but she was like, here's my impersonation of like being on TikTok.
Yeah.
She's like, I love getting in my fresh bed sheets. Like, and then it cuts. It's like a stitch. And it's like, yep. So that is actually a trauma response that you
just cut off.
And I was like, no, it's so true. It's like we've taken all of these things too far, like boundaries and toxic people and cutting people out and trauma and whatever. It's like, it's like there is a place for all of that.
Yeah.
But it's almost like sometimes it's overdone to a point where
it like waters down the actual meaning.
Yes, it waters down the actual meaning. And then you start overthinking almost too much where it's like,
yeah,
I've found myself like analyzing relationships or friendships in my life, like through the eyes of almost not like
TikTok comments.
Yeah, but it's like just kind of overthinking things in my own life because of all of this content that I'm constantly seeing about like, well, if they do this, that could mean this. You know what I mean?
Yes, 100%.
Which is my own problem. Like, yeah, we obviously choose to get on TikTok every day and see stuff. So whatever, but.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's just a wild, it's the Wild West out there on the internet. And also in person, I feel like it, they bleed into each other. It's like, obviously you see it on social media, but then you also, you know, see it in person, I think, a lot of times, especially.
See what in person?
Like the isolation, the lack of, well, these relationships that are actually in person where they're like, oh, they're toxic, I'm cutting them out, I'm never talking to them again. Right. It's like, you know, again, everyone has their reasons for doing things. Sometimes those reasons are not valid. Sometimes they're literally just toxic. And sometimes you never know. You never know what they're going through. And again, you don't have to stay with them. You never have to. You never have to be with people. You never have to like stay friends with someone at all. But sometimes you're missing out on, like I said, like deep, meaningful relationships when you don't just like dig a little deeper and just trust that you're strong enough to like, okay, my friend is being a little mean to me right now. Or like my friend is being quote unquote like toxic according to all these Instagram infographics. Yeah. Like, and maybe instead of being like, I'm cutting her out, being like, what's up? Like, we're fighting all the time. Like, you're being rude to me. Like, you've done this to me. Like, you know, whatever. And
it gives you room for actual, yeah, like you said, growth or like change.
Yeah. And most of the time, it has nothing to do with you and her. Like, I rarely think it's like, I hate you. That's why.
No.
It's usually like
you're going through your own stuff.
Yeah. I've had something really bad happen in my family, or I'm really struggling with this. It's like, there's always a reason.
And on that kind of note, well, from earlier about like accepting things within yourself and then it makes it easier to accept them in others and everything, is Chelsea and I have been talking about this a lot. I made a TikTok about it. I talked about it in my YouTube video recently about how when, and this is kind of on the, in a different way, but like if someone is to say things to you like, whatever, like you said, you're rude, you're stuck up. If you just accept that there are times when, yeah, you are stuck up and you're able to own that, it makes you kind of untouchable in a lot of ways mentally.
Yeah.
Like, and again, I'm kind of going in a different direction here now, just about like your own self-worth and stuff. But when you can accept that there's parts of you that are not perfect, it is so much easier to take criticism as well. Because if someone's like, you were acting really whatever, I can't even think of something at the moment, you can be like, yeah, I probably actually was in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like on the internet, we expect people to not be a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you expect them to be happy, positive, perfect.
Always have the best outlook. Yeah. Yep,
best outlook on life. Always look good. Always have the perfect thing to say. Always be the perfect mix of funny and cute and intelligent and happy and always say the right thing. And it's just like, it's so unrealistic.
No.
It's not, it's actually very unreasonable to ever think, you know, and that's why even sometimes on the podcast, like when we think about it, we've been doing this for what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
We are bound to have an episode or two where one of us is in a bad mood, where
yeah,
the vibes are not perfect, you know, because it would actually be scary.
It would be freaky.
It would be weird if every single week for hundreds of episodes, every episode was perfect for yeah, you guys.
Like,
you know?
You're actually seeing us every single week of our lives. 4 years of somebody's life, there's bound to be weeks where we feel sad, where we feel mad, where we're grumpy, our vibes are off.
Yeah. Like,
I saw this other TikTok. I think I mentioned it in the episode with Jessica and Janae, but it really hit home because she was like, I've just come to see myself in other people. Like, if we're all stuck in traffic, I'm just like, we're all learning a lesson in patience together. We're in this together. If I meet someone and their vibe, if I think they have bad vibes, I'm just like, yeah, you know what? They're probably a bad day. I have bad vibes sometimes. And I was thinking about that. Like, I was walking out of the gym one day and I was like in the worst mood. And I realized how my face probably looked and just like how I was walking and acting. And like, I'm like, ooh, if someone met me right now, they would be like, she has bad vibes. But then there are some days I'm in a great mood and I have great vibes. It's like, bad vibes doesn't mean you're a bad person, I guess. So like, you know, it just makes you, like you said, just realize, oh, we don't have to like judge it so harshly. And just
it makes
like,
you a little more motivated to just like be yourself, because yeah, you realize that it's okay if you have a bad day or you whatever. Like, it's not to accept, you know, these parts of yourself that you maybe really want to work on and just like, nope, I'm really negative. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It's yeah, like, okay, no, like we can work on it, but sure, there are going to be days when you're negative. And to me, that's way more like motivating and feels a lot more comforting, like you said, even
yeah,
than being like, nope, I'm literally perfect. And like yeah, everything I do needs to be awesome.
I am feeling very festive. The leaves are falling, back to life feels are kicking in. Think fresh starts, new routines, and jam-packed to-do list. Thankfully, Daily Harvest keeps us going with easy-to-prep food built on organic ingredients that we can actually feel good about. It's really nice when you are in the hustle and bustle of, you know, the holiday sweeping you up and making you stressed out, to be able to go to your freezer, open it up, and get out a Daily Harvest meal and just not have to fret about doing all of the hard work to get a healthy meal on the table for your fam or just for yourself. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads, snacks, smoothies, lattes, and more, built on organic fruits and vegetables. Daily Harvest works directly with farmers to source the best of the best ingredients. Daily Harvest freezes their ingredients at peak ripeness to lock in nutrients and flavor, and they never use artificial preservatives or artificial ingredients. Everything stays fresh in your freezer till you're ready to enjoy it, helping you reduce food waste at home.
They have a broccoli, rice, and dill pilaf harvest bowl. They have tomato and zucchini minestrone soup, which I really want in this exact moment. I am in my soup era. When the weather starts to get a little more crisp, there's nothing more I love than a soup, some bread. Oh, it's so, so good and hearty and just fills my soul. Daily Harvest is also committed to human and planetary health, which means they do their absolute best to ensure transparency and integrity when it comes to their ingredients and the humans who grow them. It's a win-win. They support farmers who invest in practices that increase biodiversity and improve the health of our soil. And by delivering foods in recyclable and compostable packaging where possible, Daily Harvest does the work, so that all you have to do is eat and enjoy. You deserve one less thing to worry about. Let Daily Harvest take care of the fruits and veggies for you. Go to dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid. You guys, one of the most fun, unique, entertaining experiences of my life was going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was a few years ago. I actually vlogged some of it. If you go back on my YouTube channel, it's somewhere in there. It was before the pandemic, so it was insanely crowded. I've never been in a group of people that big in my entire life, but me and my family, we flew out to New York City for Thanksgiving, and we stayed in this little cute apartment, and we took the train into the city to watch the parade, and we were just looking at all the floats, all the entertainment, the huge balloons, and it was a moment. I don't know about you guys, but this is such a great little tradition, not to necessarily go to the parade, although if you live in New York, you can, you know, do that. But just to have it on in the background of Thanksgiving, it's like a very nostalgic memory for me to just watch it on TV.
It's such a vibe and it's such a moment in honestly like pop culture. I feel like there's so many movies that take place on the same day as the Thanksgiving Day parade or, you know, in I can think of several off the top of my head.
Yeah, just in New York.
It's iconic.
That whole vibe.
The parade will be live from NYC on NBC and streaming on Peacock on Thursday, November 24th. That's Thanksgiving, 9 a.m. to noon in all time zones. So for all the fun details, check out Macy's.com/parade. That's Macy's.com/parade. You guys know you gotta check it out. We love Macy's. We love to support Macy's. So you better show up.
You better show up and show out for us. You got to get your turkey, you get your pumpkin pie, and you sit down and watch the Macy's Day Parade. Okay? Check it out.
Yeah, and acceptance should never really feel like the last step that you take where it's like you said, I'm just a negative person. That's the end. It's like acceptance should feel, true acceptance feels like the first step where it's like, okay, sometimes I actually am really negative and I tend to dwell on negative things. Okay, what? Now that I've just accepted that I do that sometimes and it's not some horrible thing and I'm not some horrible person, I'm not like shaming myself, I can just work on it next time I'm realizing that I'm being negative and be like, oh, I'm being negative. I wonder why I'm doing that. Oh, probably because I'm on my period, which is 90% of the time the reason. But it's like, you know, there's
literally my vibe's been horrible this whole week. Period.
Yeah. It's
always
just how
the
it
common
is.
Denominator, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you have any other thoughts about toxic people?
No.
I have like a little list. I was asking Abby and Nick last night how, like, I was like, okay, give me some ways to like be nice and like cultivate community and just be a better friend to kind of counteract, you know, and on a positive note of like how to be a better person and how to be a better friend and, you know, get back a little bit of a feeling of community. Because I do think community is like a very important aspect of life. I've noticed even little moments where I feel like I'm part of a community. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this feels so safe and feels so like, I don't know, just nice. Okay. Let me read these off and chime in if you have any as well. Okay, make dinner for your neighbor who maybe just had a baby or who just got a new job or like someone who seems super busy. It might seem like it's super inconvenient, but I can promise it probably is going to be great for them. Like they're probably going to love it. Send flowers to somebody. Like maybe if your neighbor is like mourning, you know, they just like are grieving or like had a death, like just send them flowers. That's not going to be a super inconvenience to you or them, or just like a sweet note or chocolates or something. Nick came up with a good one, like buying locally and like supporting locally owned shops. I feel like whenever like we go into a shop that's locally owned, we usually get to talk to the owner and they usually are connected to other local shops. And I just feel like it's a really good way to like be part of your local community physically. You talk about this as well. Sometimes like don't be on your phone in line at the grocery store or like even at a coffee shop. Sometimes when it's really easy to just like sit there and be on your phone. Obviously, if you're going to work, you can be on your laptop or whatever. But because it gives you reasons to spark up conversation with people who maybe live by you or, you know, introduce yourself when you meet strangers, like try to remember people's names. I think sometimes like I'll have like little interactions with people, but I like try and make it as quick as possible. But instead of doing that, trying to be like, oh, what's your guys' name? Like, where are you from? Do you guys live around here? That's simple. But if you see somebody moving or like bringing in groceries, even I would say if you're a guy, maybe like if they're a woman alone, maybe don't do this. But like if you see someone like unloading groceries and bringing them all into their house, like go up and offer and bring them in or something like that, or just unloading their car. Like I said, moving. Worst case is they say no. Like if you're like, hey, can I help you load in your groceries? Like, I see you're kind of like struggling with them. Well, maybe don't say that. I'm like, I see you're weak and fragile.
I see you're a very weak woman.
Like,
awesome.
Like, worst case, they're going to be like, no, I don't want your help. It's like, okay, bye. Just getting to know your town or city, going to new places. Again, like I said, like local shops or just talking to people who work places. We talked about this in our nice things episode, like sending a sweet text or dropping off a note in person to somebody or in their mailbox. And then asking your neighbors if, like, if you know your neighbors, which is a great thing to know, especially if you have, like, packages and you're out of town. Like, I don't know. It's nice to trust somebody. Be like, oh, can you grab my packages for me? It's like there's something really – so my neighbor, Athena, I've talked about her before. She's, like, the ultimate neighbor and homemaker. She's so neighborly. Like, she's so welcoming. When she's out and about, like at a place that she knows I like, she'll text me and be like, hey, do you need anything from here? Like, I'm here. I can just drop it off by your door. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I need toilet paper. Like, whatever. And I just feel like that makes it feel so, I don't know, like a little community.
It makes you feel like you're, yeah, in a community.
Yeah. That's all I had.
I love those. I know, it's true. We had a moment the other day when we were driving in our little car and we saw Delaney and Clay walking.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, what the heck? Like, we, you know, didn't know where each other were. But yeah. Anyway. And so we like stopped. Leif pulled over for a second. We talked to him for like 5 minutes and they kept driving. And I was like, I feel like I live in a real like neighborhood yeah. where I know people and I have a community. It's like the best feeling to feel like you have people around that you just like seriously. Run into. And it's like, oh, what the heck? Hey.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so comforting.
It's so nice. I feel like we haven't had that for like a very long yeah. time. Until now, really.
Mm-hmm.
In our marriage, because we'd always just... Same with you guys, like yeah. moving around a ton and stuff. So yeah, that does feel very nice.
It's nice. It's nice to, like, again, we talked about this in the nice episode. I keep calling it nice, but like going outside of your own self, like getting out of your own head and like thinking about other people just makes you feel so much better and really relieves so much stress and honestly relieves a lot of anxiety and like sadness. At least yeah. for me. So.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I saw this video of this girl saying that it's like part of her therapy or something she's in for maybe her social anxiety. I can't remember. But like her therapist or someone has given her the task of like going and doing things that make you uncomfortable, basically. And mm-hmm. one of the things was like going into Walmart or something and being like, can I get a tour of the warehouse?
Please.
And just like asking something that's like so not normal.
Yeah.
To be asked by a random person. So she was like near the door. She's like, oh, can I get a tour of the warehouse? She like recorded herself yeah. doing it. And he's like, oh, we don't really let people back there and stuff unless da da da. And he's talking to her. And she's like, okay, so I can't get a tour today. And he's like, no, and whatever. And she's like, okay, thanks. And left. And she was like, you know, embarrassed yeah. by doing it. But yeah. it's like she was saying, it's good to get outside of yourself and kind of like have these little moments where it's like,
yeah,
I'm not saying you need to go and do that, but. Even if, because I have found myself so like, just over the years, I think doing social media for a job, the pandemic, all of it combined has made me very like guarded.
Yeah.
Where like,
I think a lot of people feel like that. Yeah.
Where even in public, like I just don't really, I'm not super social. And I've been trying to lately be more social and like ask people things like if I'm at a coffee shop and I, you know, whatever, making conversation with people. Like if someone has a cute dog, I'm like, oh, what breed is it? Or whatever. And I start yeah. talking to them. I've been genuinely, it's almost like what that girl was saying where she's asking for a tour of the warehouse. Like I have to tell myself like,
yeah,
you should just ask yeah. them like, what is their dog's name or something to literally start being comfortable with yes. being in public it's and talking like, to people again.
It's not always natural. Most of the time, it's not natural to be a social person. I feel like you can, well, what I'm trying to say is you can work on things like that. It just yeah. doesn't come natural for some people. And if you don't have that gift, it's not you. It's like you can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can work on being more, you know, outgoing and yeah, like you said, more even just like welcoming and chatty.
Definitely.
I have to end with the funniest story because I tried to do that today. I was at a coffee shop and this like girl walked in and I have never met her in person, but like I have seen her Instagram. I think I follow her Instagram. And we have mutual friends who have like tried to like hook us up because her son is the same age as Case.
Mm.
And she walked in. I think it was her. It could not be her. But like, I think she walked in and I was like, okay, I think that's her. Like, it looks like her. But again, I've never met her in person. So I didn't know. And I was like, okay, I think that's her. And I said her name, like, let's just call her Sarah. I was like, Sarah. And she didn't turn around.
Shiz.
And I was like, I had like my face probably went white. Like I was like, I felt like I was sitting in like kind of the back of the coffee shop too. She didn't turn around. There's people around me. So I'm like, oh, I probably seem like I am just crazy. Like, and I had this panic that wasn't her name. I was like, wait, I swear that's her name. Like I literally looked up her contact in my phone. I'm like, no, that's her name. Like maybe that's not her. So then I was like, I'm sure as heck not trying again. Like. Anyway, so I didn't say anything to her afterwards, but I'm like, it was the same thing where I was like, oh, should I say anything?
It was like a moment like, of bravery.
She was kind of like coming in and out. I'm like, should I say anything? We have never met, but like, I think we would know each other, like what we look like.
I'm screaming.
And I said, I was like, Sarah, nothing. I'm like,
I will be literally putting my head in this drink that I have right now.
It's like I was telling you with that guy that we met too, that we were like, he like asked for Leif's number and he was like kind of younger.
Yeah.
And like, anyway, and I was saying like, sometimes you just don't know if people like, with certain conversations or vibes, like you don't know if people are in it for the right reasons or if they're, if they're like, oh, like, let me get your contact. It's like, do you really want to be friends or do you like, I don't know. Yeah. What's your intention?
Are you being a hustler right now?
Yeah. Like, what's your intention? But this guy was like really nice and we talked to him for a while and it was kind of one of those moments where I was like, oh, that was a nice conversation with someone. And then he got Leif's number and he was like, yeah, me and my wife are always looking for like couples friends. Like maybe we could hit you guys up or something. Yeah. And I was telling Leif after, I'm like, see, I'm so guarded normally that I would just be like, oh, absolutely not. Like, because I didn't meet her. She was never there. And I'm just like, I'm not going to meet you or I'm not going to become friends with you unless it happens like very naturally. Yeah. We just like are in a group setting and we click or we followed each other on social media. You know, it's like, that's how I've met most of my friends. And anyway, but I was like, let's have an open mind. Like, you know, what if we hung out with them and they were literally so cool and nice and we're like, oh, awesome. And then he basically ruined it. Like texted Leif and was like, hey man, like you want to get in on this deal? Like we're just trying to like do some business stuff. And Leif's like, okay, I'm not replying. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, why? Okay. We were trying to have faith in you, sir. Yeah. And you were just in it for a quick buck.
No.
Goodbye.
Ew, that energy.
Yeah. So I felt the same though, where I'm like, I'm opening up.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
I'm closing back in. Yeah.
They're like, want to invest in my company? I'm like, no. Like, I literally thought it was a genuine friendship.
No. See, that's the other thing is like, you know, that's an art. Sorry, we're going on. This is like a little bit of a tangent, but that's an art to be able to like be a hustler and like, you know, get out there. Like Gary Vee tells me to just go talk to everybody and like tell them about my business. But there's an art to like getting to know people and then it's very natural. And like somehow some people, they just get business like that. And it's like not, it seems so effortless,
and some people,
but it has a lot of effort. And sometimes they make it too.
It's too quick.
It's too like scripty and it's just too. I don't know. It's like you can wanna get into business with me and you can wanna also be my friend.
Exactly. Like it's giving scam when you just immediately are like the first text you sent. It's like, hey, what are you guys up to? And then it's like, and wanna invest it or like wanna do this. It's like, no.
Here's a great investment to do. It's like, okay, dude.
No. Yeah, we don't even know each other.
Yeah.
Killed the vibe.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
are you toxic or am I?
Dun dun dun. Guys, by the way, side note. In our second episode with Kristen, I've never addressed this, but I will address it now.
What?
I said something. I was like, our new podcast equipment, like this little thing we have, it can like change your voice. Like you can click it and it will do like an announcer voice or whatever. And I thought
chills.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That scared me. I was having flashbacks to when you were choking on water.
Please.
So basically.
The announcer voice. You pushed it. And you're like, guys, listen to this.
I was like, listen to this. I was like, it's Kristen's cleaning corner or something. And I clicked the voice. So all of us, me, Chelsea, and Kristen, were hearing it in an announcer voice. Like, it
sounded really cool.
It changed my voice and was literally like, Kristen's corner. And we were all laughing after, like, I'm like, guys, isn't that awesome? And then we listened back to the recording. Not one change. Just my normal voice.
Oh my
But like
gosh.
A little cringy because I was like trying to be.
Isn't that cool?
And I go, isn't that cool? And you guys are, yeah. I'm like, everyone's probably listening. Like, what are you talking about?
They probably
about?
Thought we were joking.
Probably.
Probably we're being jokesters.
Another joke that they don't understand.
Also, please, somebody, I saw a comment that was like, please like show us the video of Chelsea choking. I'm like, you guys are sick.
Oh, I deleted that.
You guys are sick. Like, why do you want to watch me in my... That's like watching someone have an asthma attack or something.
You guys are sick and twisted. You are disgusting. That is not a video of you choking. Come on, guys.
Like, why do you want that? That is so weird.
Maybe on Patreon.
Yeah, maybe just for your reaction or something.
Oops. What? What was that? Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know your thoughts.
Sound off in the comments, as the Morning Toast girls say.
Yeah, I would love
to. The Toast girls say, sorry.
I would love to hear your thoughts on if you guys think we're toxic. Let's not welcome that one. Go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. You can be the first to know about lots of fun and exciting things
we said
and
today.
That's what we said, love. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.